Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning, and I see some new faces because we promoted up. So some of our new four-year-olds are in here this morning, and we are glad that they are here with us. Well, there are some things in our world that are better together. Raise your hand if you like peanut butter. Anybody like peanut butter? I love peanut butter. I eat a peanut butter sandwich almost every day of the week. But if you put peanut butter and chocolate together, what do you get? A Reese cup, right? A Reese cup. Do you guys like those? Anybody like Reese's? Yeah. So see, when you take that peanut butter, maybe you didn't like it very much, but you put chocolate on it and you have a Reese and you love it. Well, I'm sure that at your table at home, you've probably got salt and pepper. Maybe you only use one or the other, but they're both there. Speaking of that table, do you want to stand at the table and eat? No. What do you sit in? A chair. That's exactly right. So our tables are better when they have chairs with them. And, oh, when you eat cookies, a cold glass of milk tastes really good with your cookies, right? Maybe you want to dunk them in there. Or chocolate milk. You know, if you put chocolate syrup into milk, it tastes a lot better than regular milk. Some of you agree, maybe some of you don't. When you have a pen, you also need a piece of paper, right? So that you can write on it. When you wear your shoes in the wintertime, you also have to wear what with your shoes?
Socks.
That's exactly right. So some things work better together. Well, it's the same with us and God. We are better when we are friends with God. We are better when we talk to God and when we listen to God and we do what God wants us to do. And when we worship God, we're better because we make better choices because we know what the right thing to do is because God tells us what to do. We are better when we are friends with God. Well, here's the thing about all those other things. You can eat peanut butter by itself, and you can eat chocolate by itself. You can wear your shoes without socks and socks without shoes. You can just put salt on something or just pepper on something. You can separate all of those things. All of those things can be alone. They can be by themselves. But the Bible tells us that nothing can ever separate us from God. You see, God promises to love us no matter what happens. And God promises that not even death can separate us from God. In Romans, Paul tells us that he knows that death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor anything in this world, none of that can separate us from God. God promises to always be beside us, to be right there with us. And you may not be able to see him, but he promises that you will never be alone. Even if you do your own thing and do whatever you want to do, God promises not to leave you, and God promises to always love you. Now, if you do your own thing, then you may get in trouble and there may be consequences, but God promises that no matter what happens, no matter what choices you make or what happens in our world, that you will never be alone. So when you go to school this week, some great things may happen and some not so great things may happen. But if you feel alone, remember that God promises to always be with you. He will never, ever leave you and he will love you always. And that is great news. So let's pray and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for loving us no matter what. Thank you for promising to never leave us. Help us to know that you are always there. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.